Hello and welcome to episode 50 of Comics and Us. I'm Chris.
And I'm TJ.
And I'm Lumpy.
And this is the review show where we review comics chronologically, kind of. I think I got it.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, it sounded like you were reading off a piece of paper. Now.
I was. I was trying to get it right. What the hell? I wrote it down.
Hello.
I was trying to go with the welcome to Masterpiece Theater. This is Chris. This is Alistair Cookie.
Oh, okay. All right, so we're still on hiatus. This is a hiatus episode. This is Uncle Chris's pick, and we're doing Batman Spawn War Devil.
And this is our 50th episode.
Yes, it is our 50th episode. It is.
I mean, congratulations to us. Unfortunately, we had a weird pick for this one.
Listen, here's the problem. I like Spawn, right?
And I like Spawn.
Alright, hold on. Before you go into this thing, why did you pick this, Uncle Chris?
Here we go. I like Spawn. That's why I picked Spawn. And then I knew there was a Batman Spawn comic book. Apparently, there's two. I do remember that there was two. This isn't the better one. I didn't fondly remember it. I just remembered that there was a Batman Spawn, and I figured I liked Spawn. We did Spawn. Let's do Batman Spawn. But we did this Batman Spawn, and I'm not real sure about it.
There's actually three of these comics.
See, I only know of two.
Yeah, well,
there's two.
No, there's a third one that is really hard to find for some reason.
Well, so technically there's two Batman Spawns, and there is one Spawn Batman.
Yeah, technically.
Right. I have a Batman Spawn and a Spawn Batman, so I'm missing the other Batman Spawn.
I couldn't find it. I found a listing for the other Batman Spawn, but I cannot find the comic anywhere. Oh, well.
Yeah, it's really hard to find. That's why I was like, is this the right one when you...
Right. I have the hard copy of this one. This one is War Devil.
Yes.
Now, Spawn Batman is an Image comic, not a DC comic.
Yes, I do feel like that one was better than this one.
Mm. I didn't read that yet, but I will.
Well, you will, because I'll probably pick it next time just to keep it going.
I'm not opposed to it, but I like Spawn, so.
All right, so this one was released in May 1994. It is 48 pages long.
Sure is.
And it is, I guess I should do the credits. The cover artist was Claus Janssen, writers Doug Monick, Chuck Dixon, and Alan Grant. Penciler was Claus Janssen. He was also the inker. Colorist, Claus Janssen and Steve Busolato. Letters, to letterer Todd Klein, and editor Dennis O'Neill.
So, right off the bat, this cover, it doesn't look like a McFarlane cover at all. It's not great.
No, he didn't have any involvement in it.
Right. But, you know, you hear Spawn, you want to see, you know, McFarlane's artwork, and no, we didn't get no.
Well, yeah, that's correct. That's the only real draw to Spawn, really.
Yeah, and the awesome story, but that's not, you know, we're not talking about that right now.
So I'm gonna skip to the last page, not the.
Okay, we're done.
Not the last page of the comic. Not the last page of the comic, but like it would be the back cover, I guess it is.
Yeah, I think it was like an advertisement, right? Is that what that is?
No, the back cover, it has like a giant skeleton, and it has like a. Who is the bad guy on here? But I wanted to point out at the bottom, it says this comic was $4.95 USA and $6.70 Canadian.
Wow.
So
it's a lot more than 10 cents.
Yeah.
That we're used to.
This is not a comic book. I think this is a graphic novel.
It's a graphic novel, no doubt.
So you can tell
by the 48 pages, right?
The length and the fact that it's a single story and not like several comics.
Right.
Alright, so the cover is just Batman and Spawn on the front.
Yeah, they're not really even doing anything.
No, Spawn's saying boo with his green hands.
Yeah, he's creepy. And then Batman's kind of like ducking. He's like, don't hit me in the back of the head, because that knocks me out.
Yeah, and that's the cover. I mean, I think they're standing in an undescript cemetery, but I can't tell.
Yeah, you really can't tell. I was trying to see if there was like... bodies under Spawn, and then like you see the bone hands coming up, but I think it's just like rocks or something.
Well, there are hands coming out of the water at the bottom of the page about to grab Batman's crotch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's one right at his crotch, by the way. The back crotch. There's one right at the back crotch. Hmm. Oh, there's one at Spawn's crotch, too.
Yes.
Yeah. But, I mean, skeletons aren't in this comic, so...
Well, maybe they're zombies.
No, they are.
Spoiler. Spoiler alert.
No, they're zombies.
We'll get to it.
Okay. And then there's the credit page that has both the logos on it. But we really open up in Roanoke, North Carolina in 1587 with the birth of Virginia Dare.
Now, do you know that this is a real thing, this Roanoke colony thing?
Yes, I did, actually.
Yeah, I did too. Why would they go there? Why would they use that?
Well, it's because it's a big myth, because the town disappeared, and all that was written on the tree was Croatoan.
Croatoan,
over the years, it's just been this giant myth of what happened to them.
Yes, and there's an entire season of American Horror Story that does that story.
There's also an episode of Supernatural that deals with it, too.
Really? Well, there's 800 episodes of Supernatural, so I gave up.
That's fair.
No,
that's
fair. You guys... I might be confusing something, but... Did you guys read this comic?
Yeah, why?
Okay. We'll get to it.
But, I mean, Virginia there is the first American, like, I guess English, like, European English-born person in America.
She's the firstborn American.
Well, no, the Native Americans were here already, so...
They were Americans.
Yeah, technically, they lived on America. They were Americans.
It wasn't called America at the time.
They lived on the continent of America.
They're called Native Americans, meaning they were native.
Correct. But she was the first United States of America. Well, I guess they weren't United States yet. They were just the colonies. So yeah. It's confusing. It's a very confusing thing. But it has nothing to do with the book at all.
No. Well, it does. Except for the name. That's it. But
So Croatoan was also, I believe, the name of an Indian tribe.
Yes.
Okay.
So they believe, like, actual scholars believe that either they joined the tribe or the tribe slaughtered them and took all the bodies.
Okay.
So just
there's also an island called Croatoan, too.
Yes, but that had nothing to do with this.
They weren't sure, because they thought maybe these people left to go to the Croatoan Island.
Yeah, that's
That makes sense. They were letting them know where we're going. That would make sense, too.
But if they were, they would have found them there.
They did not go to the Croatoan Island.
Well, maybe they just didn't make it there. Maybe they got eaten by a whale.
It's possible.
I guess, but I don't know. But it's a big mystery, so I guess if they were going the mythological route, I guess that's fair. Which really doesn't fit for Batman... You know, I mean, Batman has a lot of weird creatures and stuff, but Batman tends to lean towards more sci-fi than, like, supernatural.
Right, or history itself. Like, they got their own history. They don't base things in,
So it's kind of weird, but I guess they didn't really have a story with Spawn.
I guess. So. Crossover. The weird part is, so you get to the Croatoan, and then the next page, it shows the settlement, but then it shows Gotham, and I thought they were trying to say that Gotham was over top of that settlement.
No.
I do like the blimps, though. Gotham always has blimps for some reason.
So, like you said, the first two pages are just explaining what Roanoke Island is and what North Carolina is, you know, history.
Right.
But then you're right. We cut to Gotham, where, you know, blimps are hanging overhead. And have we been introduced to Matches Malone in this comic, Batman comics yet?
To who?
Matches Malone?
No, I don't think so.
No?
No, because I don't know who he is, and you guys might know him, but he has not been in Batman yet.
Matches Malone is Bruce Wayne's criminal undercover guy. When he needs to talk to criminals and stuff, he goes as Matches Malone. Matches Malone's this renowned, you know, like, henchman guy in the underworld.
Oh. Hmm.
And this is Bruce Wayne talking to this guy right now.
Okay.
So, yeah, Matches is talking to this guy, trying to figure out what's the deal with the... I forget, actually. I'm reading it now.
We're all reading it now. This is what happens when I don't read it the day of, and I read it yesterday.
What happened with Virgil Dare?
Yeah, but Virgil Dare's not the main bad guy, right? He's just the guy... No.
He's the guy who's acting in... It does get a little confusing with the two names, because it's Virgil Dare who's actually carrying out the plans... For the guy who will come to talk about.
But it's also confusing because Virgil Dare is the descendant of the Roanoke
Virginia. Right, that's what I was thinking.
But he's not the main bad guy. He's just like a pawn. So it just completely throws off the whole story. What was the point of even telling us about the Roanoke if you're not going to tie it all together?
They do.
Yeah, they do.
They do, but they do it wrong. Virgil Dare should be the guy who was murdered and came back, is what I'm saying.
You're going too far ahead.
Whatever. It's confusing. Anyway.
These are not the things I had a problem with, but go ahead.
So, Matches is paying this guy for money, and he tells him where Virgil is and about a shipment of explosives that are coming. And Bruce surmises has something to terrorism. So Matches takes off his shirt and he's wearing his Batman uniform underneath. I mean, if you're going undercover as a criminal, as Matches Malone, and one of the mob organizations decides to just like capture you, you can have your Batman suit underneath. That makes a lot of sense.
But he always has his Batman suit underneath everything.
Yeah, but this is not him, Bruce. This isn't businessman Bruce Wayne going to a meeting.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So, if they actually caught him, they would think Matches Malone was Batman.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Batman turns into Batman and jumps into the Batmobile and drives off. And then we get into it. We cut over to Spawn's alley, because I guess he lives somewhere close to Gotham.
Yeah, I guess.
And the inner monologue starts.
I love his inner monologue.
Never stops. It goes
I like
on
his inner monologue. But
it is his character.
His character has a good inner monologue. The problem is we don't need to know all this stuff now.
That's fair too. But right. If the writers got one thing right, they got Spawn down. I'll give them that. Because man, does it just go on and on of him just sitting in the alley, wallowing in his own self-deprecation.
That's what he does. That's what Spawn
I know.
Does.
And it's boring as hell.
Well, the problem is they're telling you the story that you read in the last Spawn comic.
The thing is that to me, and I actually kind of like this about him, about Spawn, is that like they're just showing you the way his mind is literally just running a mile a minute. Yeah. It's constantly going on in his head. He can't escape that in his head, which is kind of something that I really like about Spawn.
I think for me, it would be different with Spawn right now if I knew where at in the story he was. Like, is this 20 years from that first Spawn, and he's still doing this?
No, I think it's still relatively early on in his career. Okay.
It's really early because he's still, like, in this comic they go into. He's still trying to figure out. He doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what his purpose is.
This might be around where we left off, honestly.
It may be,
well, that makes more sense then. Well, then the inner monologue fits. Then what is your problem, TJ?
My problem is not that it doesn't fit his character. My problem is that it is his character, and that's all he does.
Yeah, you don't like it. I like it.
I know, and that's what I said. It goes on and on and
on. It's only one page. It's one page.
It's one every page that he's on, though.
Well, you got to know what he's thinking. No, this guy.
You never hear Batman thinking.
Batman's a different character. He has a more made-up, concise mind.
Honestly,
Batman has a structure.
In this comic, Batman does a lot of inner monologuing, too.
Yeah, but he says it out loud.
No, he's thinking it right now on the next page, just like Spawn was.
Yeah, the bubbles are different when he's talking and when he's thinking.
Yeah, he's thinking right now.
So he gets out of he sees a car and he starts chasing it on rooftop for some reason. I don't know why he got out of his Batmobile. Batman's chasing this car. I don't know why he got out of the Batmobile to follow the car on rooftop.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
And
he's got to eventually bump into Spawn, and Spawn's on the rooftops. That's why.
Well, and he can hide better. He can hide better in the shadows than being in his car.
Okay. Anyway, he goes to Gotham Towers. And Batman's trying to figure out what's going on with Gotham Tower while freaking Spawn's still in his head reading the newspaper on the other side.
Here's the difference with Spawn never has anybody to talk to. Who's he going to talk to?
He's got a whole alley full of bums.
Bums? He don't talk to them bums. And the only other person he talks to is a violator, and he can't tell him shit.
He says those bums are his family and shit.
Yeah, but he don't want to tell them stuff. They're all crazy.
That's why he can tell them is.
He's not talking to anyone. He's just, that's his mind running.
Yes,
that's
we know.
The whole purpose of it.
Yeah, and no, and it's annoying because it never stops.
T doesn't like his monologue. I like it.
I like it. The character of Spawn is the point of a tormented man. He has nothing except to be alone with his thoughts. That is the whole purpose.
Until
of
his thoughts trigger one of his stupid flashbacks, which we get here.
This is him figuring it out.
So as Colonel Sanders or whatever his name is.
That's the chicken guy.
Is it Al Simmons or Al Simons?
Simmons.
Colonel Al Simmons.
He was hired to assassinate this Vesper guy, and he does. He disintegrates his head with a gun. So, yeah. But he's a colonel. Was he an assassin hired in the comic books? I thought he was a soldier.
But they had him doing, bad things. Like, he was, a special ops soldier, and they had him murder.
Yeah, but I didn't think he was, specifically hired on American soil to go kill people and... country. I thought he was sent overseas and stuff to do war crimes and shit.
So there's a little bit of a revelation in this comic, actually. As we get on, you'll get to that. It's something that Spawn learns about himself in this comic, that he was actually hired by the mafia to kill this Simon Vesper guy.
Right, that's what I mean. He was hired by the mafia, but they don't say that the government hired the mafia for him to do it. It just says the mafia hired him to do it.
So that's what you got it. So he was retired from the army. He was a colonel when he was in the army.
Right. Yeah, but that doesn't make sense because he was killed while he was part of the army.
Yes.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
No, he was not.
Yes, he was. He was killed on a mission. By one of the, what are they called? The Youngblood guys.
In the comics that I've read so far, and I didn't read as many as you did, Uncle Chris, so you would know more than me, but the stuff that I've read has gotten a little bit more into his memories, and there's a mix there, and he did some other vigilante stuff besides when he was in the army.
Yeah, he was.
So maybe he did get killed in the army, but in between there somewhere, he was doing vigilante stuff that had nothing to do with the army.
I read the first 10 Spawn comics because I just didn't get it. And from what I saw in that is that they were having him do bad things, but it was always the government contracting him to do it, and he thought he was doing it for his country. He wasn't doing it because he was a bad guy and he was an assassin like they show him here.
See, right, now
that's what I remember too.
In a little bit later into the comics from what I read, because I think I'm on 27, and you learn a little bit more, and there's these flashbacks that he's having that he did these things that weren't through the government.
Like on a freelance. I don't remember. It's been so long.
Maybe they retconned it because...
Maybe that's what it is because I'm only on 27, so I haven't really read a crazy amount either because in Spawn, sometimes nothing happens
except
for him monologuing.
So you read that crappy one with the I forget what it is, that little bunny rabbit with Superman and stuff, how they were monologuing about DC and Marvel for a whole issue. Comic.
That's what I'm saying. Some of his comics you read and you're like, oh, that has nothing to do with anything.
That pretentious piece of crap comic that one was.
Yeah, and I'll give you that.
Sometimes they just do it to showcase McFarlane's artwork.
Yeah, it must be because there are some where you read them and it's like, this isn't even a comic. It's not even.
McFarlane said there was a lot of them where they said the artwork is much better than the story.
Anyway, Spawn kills this guy and continues the monologue as he's going to Gotham to figure out why he's, for some reason, I don't know. And then they're having the Virgil Dare is at the place where he's getting the explosives. And then Batman shows up. Is this a flashback?
I really don't like how Batman's drawn either.
No, it's all scratchy.
Yeah, it's not good.
Which is weird because it's a DC comic, so you would think that. But I agree, it's not. They tried to draw him in a Spawn style, I think, is what they tried to do. And
I don't know.
I didn't like that at all.
No.
So Batman shows up, and we go into a flashback where Batman just happened to be at the assassination of where Al Simmons kills the guy and sees it happen, but he was too fast and Batman couldn't catch him. Okay. Right. Anyway. So Batman breaks...
a military-trained assassin.
You know, also, you know how many military trained assassins he's fought?
No, I don't, because I don't really read Batman. So
a lot. A lot.
He gets beat up by the Joker. Come on.
Are you knocking the Joker?
He gets beat up by the police of Gotham.
I was going to say, I think the Joker could take Spawn.
You might be right, though. So the Joker that I know so far could take Spawn.
The Joker kicks everybody's ass, yeah.
So,
and then he jumps off of buildings and everybody thinks he's dead.
Yes, so far the Joker is the baddest ass dude in all comics so far.
Anyway, Batman interrupts their little meeting about the thing, and the one guy says, "Evict him!" And then they get into a fight. And
that's how you say, "Get him out of my building." You gotta evict him.
Uh-huh. And so Batman punches a few guys, and he's about to beat up on this guy, but for some reason, Batman doesn't beat him up. He's like, "You have nothing on me." And Batman's like, "You're right. I'll come back."
Yeah, what? I didn't like that either. He's like, "You can't do nothing to me because you don't have nothing on me." And Batman's like, "Oh, I guess you're right. He got me this time, Virgil."
After he beat up all of his guards, that's not how Batman works.
No.
Batman would have suspended him from a roof until he confessed. Anyway, Spawn's monologuing on a roof again.
He's not drawn well either. And they're skeletons. There's a skeleton.
Yeah, but it turns into a zombie.
Yeah, but they still come out of their grave as skeletons, just like they drew in the splash page.
Right. He's even got a skeleton cat with him. Come on.
Yeah, they're cats.
But he turns into a human person.
That's why
I picked this one. You'll get to it.
Now you know why I picked this, because it had a cat in it, and I know Lumpy's got a cat thing going on.
Yeah,
we've
got a cat farm here. So. but they don't all turn into a human people.
No, some of them stay zombie-ish.
Some of them stay just bones and a jacket.
Do they?
Yeah, we'll get there.
I guess we'll get to it. Yeah, we'll get there.
Anyway, there's a newscast in it, which is standard for Spawn, where they're talking about Gotham Tower and Simon Vesper, who's been missing. Then Batman gets suited up, and meanwhile, Spawn's watching the same newscast out in the streets, because they have TVs in all the windows, though, in 1994.
That happens a lot. That happens a lot in comic books and movies, where people walk up to, a front window of a store, and everybody watches the TV for some reason. It's weird.
Anyway, I've never seen that in real life.
No, never.
Anyway, Spawn continues the inner monologue as the bad guys continue to plan their little caper, and then Vesper shows. This is where it gets confusing, because the bad guy's Vesper, and he's in the elevator with Virgil Dare.
Right.
And they're like, Virgil Dare is like, why do you need me? And he's like, I don't. And then he just kills him.
He just needs his blood.
Yeah.
That's what it is. He needs the blood of the Dare ancestors.
Okay.
Why?
To make that pentagram.
Get there.
Yeah, apparently just to make a pentagram, you're right.
He does, he has to make that pentagram. There's a reason for it.
Okay. Well, Batman swings onto the scene and finds the place all covered in blood, and he left the note, his calling tag, Croatoan, which does not have the same effect as a missing town. I mean, he's supposed to take the body with him and stuff.
Where does it say Croatoan?
Right there.
Real big at the top of
the home. I see it in blood.
And he just signed his work, so, you know. Anyway, so we go back to Spawn, who continues in his inner monologue. And I'm not going through it, because it's just the same crap.
It is here. I'll give you that. I won't even argue on this one, because it's nothing here.
That is how McFarlane moves the story along. But yes, we don't need it. We don't need it right now.
And it's contagious, because Batman's inner monologue, and too.
Yeah, he was doing that earlier. Then the next page is what looks like they used to showcase McFarlane, but it's not McFarlane's drawing, and it doesn't look good.
Yeah, because it's just a giant page of Spawn saying something that doesn't. It's not even cool. It's like, who am I, or whatever.
What is it you want from me?
And actually, I think it's supposed to be a double splash page, a big splash page of Batman getting chained up by Spawn.
I see it now, yeah.
But, you know. And so they both fall from the roof and start fighting in the sky. And Spawn's like, who are you? Spawn's like, I know who you are, and I'm going to stop you. And Batman's like, what the hell are you talking about, guy?
Yeah, Spawn thinks he's somebody from hell, right?
Yeah. And eventually Spawn realizes that his powers don't work on him because he's an actual person.
Yeah.
And then Batman kicks him in the face and punches him.
So this is the part of the comic that I didn't like.
What, that Batman beat him up?
Well, no, this should have been a really big deal, Batman and Spawn fighting. To me, it should have been showcased in it. It's terribly drawn.
It's not really good drawn. And
it's
the fight
not.
Isn't great either. He has fought regular humans before, Spawn.
Yes.
It's not like he can't use his powers on them.
It's confusing.
To be fair, I think this is the second time they fought, because I think the other one was first.
Okay.
Possibly.
So, but yeah. So Batman knocks him through a skylight, and then they make up and decide to work together. There's a lot of dialogue involved. I'm just skimming over.
Does Spawn say Martha, maybe? Maybe Spawn says Martha. Lumpy has no idea what I'm talking about. He never saw Justice.
No. Yet. Nope.
Why did you say that name?
That's so bad. It's so bad.
Superman and Batman's moms had the same name,
Chris. And that's why they stopped fighting. That's why they stopped fighting a Batman versus Superman, because Superman says Martha for no reason, and Batman's like, "What did you say that name for?"
Yeah, why did you say that name?
Save my mom, and that's when Batman realized Superman's a person too. It's really stupid.
Their moms have the same name, and it sucks.
And that's how they become friends and not fight.
Yeah, pretty much. It's really bad.
Okay, all right.
It's really bad. Anyway, we cut over to some lackeys calling the bad guy, who I'm just going to say now, he's the Demon Crow and Totem, because I can't remember his name, and that's the only thing I can remember.
Well, he's Simon Vesper right now.
Yeah, well, I can't remember that name.
And that's why I was confused, since you've now called him his real name, the Demon Crow and Totem. That is why you got the story in the beginning.
And that makes sense, because Spawn would fight a demon.
Right. Yeah. That's what the whole thing is. The whole reason for the disappearance of the colony was because the Demon Croatoan took them all as his...
But the stupid part is, it just so happens Al Simmons blew the head off a demon whatever many years ago.
Well, no. Apparently the demon wanted him to do it. The demon hired him to do it.
Yes. That's right. Okay.
The demon hired him to do it. The demon also set up to have a dare person be the lackey who was going to set all this up before he takes over
so he could use
this
his blood.
Body. And you needed the dare blood to get to the next part of this comic.
My problem isn't that it's not all explained. My problem is that it's convoluted and stupid, and it wasn't needed.
I mean, I thought it was a decent setup. I really did. I thought it was good. If you put all the parts together and what they actually did, I thought it was pretty good.
Why didn't he just shoot himself in the head?
Listen, because you had to get 48 pages.
Huh? Why did he need Al Simmons specifically to come and assassinate him? He wasn't Spawn at that time. He was just some colonel.
Yeah, he didn't know he was going to be Spawn ever.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
You're missing a part. Al Simmons was never actually, I mean, Spawn was never part of the plan at all. Al Simmons just happened to end up in Hela and come back as Spawn, and he says, "You're just a bonus." He says that right in this comic. You didn't read it because you didn't like it.
No,
you didn't
pay attention
to the detail that was actually put into this comic.
I read it, but he changed his whole plan to include Spawn.
No, he just says that you were just a bonus. It's good that you're here.
But he lured him to him.
Kind of.
Yeah, the whole plan makes no sense, really.
The plan that they have is to get these 100,000 people killed to be the army of the Demon Croatoan. That's the whole point here.
And Spawn just
happens to be part of what it is.
And why did he need to kill somebody in the bottom of a basement and raise zombies to do it?
The blood of the Dare is what opened up the gates to hell.
Uh-huh. And what are the zombies coming to it?
That's the gates of hell opening up.
Okay. So why did
I don't know, TJ. You're going to keep arguing him? He's making me like this comic more.
I'm telling you, if you read into it, it actually has a lot of detail that were actually pretty good. The story that I came up with in my head that I got out of this, I thought it was actually decent. Yeah,
I don't hate your story.
I wish that there was another comic after this so they could go into more of my story.
Apparently there is. We just can't find it.
No, it features the Joker.
Oh, does it? Really?
Oh, really? I would like that, then.
Yeah. The Joker's the bad guy in that one.
I'm just saying, the way that I read it and the way that I saw it was, the whole setup of the whole thing was that he was using Vesper's body, but dare guy was actually the guy he needed. He needed that blood, the blood of that dare person, because those were the people that the Croatoan demon originally killed all those people. It gets a little crazy into that story, so, but that's why the blood is needed.
So the Croatoan hired Al Simmons?
Yes, but actually the Croatoan just hired a mercenary.
How?
The weird convoluted thing happens to be that Al Simmons is the guy who comes back as Spawn.
How did he hire him? He was still in hell. The guy that they murdered was the actual person. He came back as Croatoan through that body. They explain it that he was in hell at the time. How did he hire a mercenary to do it?
He later used that body because that person was the one that was going to be able to get him these 100,000 people. This building to kill him.
How did he hire the originals? How did he hire the mafia to hire Al Simmons to murder that person at birthplace so he could take over that body?
I'm sure they were going to go into that in the next comic. I haven't read it yet.
Exactly.
I'm just saying. It's stupid. I haven't gotten there yet. I'm not there yet. I don't have an answer for that question. But in the next comic, I might.
Okay. Anyway.
I understand there's some loose ends, but this is a comic book. Okay.
It's a stupid story and convoluted as hell.
I like it.
Anyway, Croatoan's spout in hell. He's going to finally give hell all the 100,000 souls. And his grand plan is so that he can have his own space in hell. Right. That is his goal.
He gets his own little corner.
He just wants to be left alone in hell. That's all he wants.
Okay. And in order to do that, he has to get
Isn't that pretty much
army.
What we all just want?
Yes. All right. So where are we at right now? I'm lost on the page. So
we still got 47 pages left, so.
Batman and Spawn work together to find out. They're looking at a map.
Wait, before they look at the map, is there a splash page of the... oh, okay. I found my spot. You're good. They're looking at a map.
Okay. They're looking for the... They found the address they were looking for, and they explain what the connection is to Croatoan and how... It's all, you know, the pentagram. Batman thought it was like a grisly joke, but nope. It describes that it was a demon, and then we cut over to... I don't even... Incantations and magic are the same as computer science for some reason.
Yeah. Because if you showed a computer to somebody from, like, the 40s, they would think it was magic.
Well, you say your incantations and stuff, and things happen. And on the computer, you push the buttons, manipulate the screen, and things happen. It's the same.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's the same. It's magic. So, it's the same.
I'm not even sure what's going on in this.
I'll be honest. I don't really know what happens here in this. Like, it's kind of weird the way they do it. A guy typing and...
Yeah, I don't know why they're typing or... They're,
I don't
like,
know. Spawn's really, like, freaked out that he has a computer in his car.
Where it's... They're, like, blacking out different areas of the...
Yeah, they're shutting the power down throughout the city, except
for... It's weird.
No, they shut the whole power down for some reason, except for the tower or something.
They shut down all the towers so they can show you a splash page of a pentagram with the tower in the center. I don't understand. Is it really necessary to block out so you could just have the picture of the pentagram that only you would see from space?
Yes.
Oh, wait, okay. I get it now. The computers shut down all the lights in the city except for the ones that draw out the pentagram in lights around the tower.
Yeah. Okay.
Those are lights around the city that are drawing the pentagram around the tower.
So a light of pentagram is... So essentially they could have just essentially got a bunch of paint and just painted it and it had the same effect, right?
Yeah, but that would be a giant pentagram they'd have to paint.
But my point is it could be anything.
Yes, true.
As long as there's a pentagram around the center of this tower.
But in the story, the light thing works.
Okay. Anyway, people are noticing that, you know, Croatoan shows up at a party, and he starts going on a mad rant as zombies are rising from their graves.
See? Skeleton hands.
I see it.
All skeletons.
Skeleton with a coat on. Yeah, I see it.
So... I'm going to harp on this a little longer. Back up with the pentagram, the splash page, right? You see the giant pentagram and all those things, all those lights? If you go back, scan down to where we are and thing, Batman says, the five buildings Vesper bought marked the points of the pentagram.
Yeah.
So he only needed those five buildings then?
Yeah, because you had to make the pentagram. Yeah.
So the rest of the lights are superfluous then.
Well, no. That's how you draw the lines to those points.
So he needed
the pentagram.
So he needed to buy the 5 points. Why?
They were just his points of his pentagram. There's a lot of the magic of that. Yeah.
But why did he need to buy them? Couldn't he just leave the lights on those 5 points too?
Yeah, but he had money, so he could do it. That's why all people with money have things, because they just buy stuff. Because they can.
Anyway, I don't know.
Any more brain busters, DJ?
I shouldn't have to be asking these questions.
You are asking them, and I'm giving you answers too.
So they get Batman Spawn, and I guess they get in the Batmobile, and people are calling
him Spawnmobile.
Spawn lives in an alley. He doesn't have enough money for a car.
Exactly. That's why they got in the Batmobile. Like I said, they couldn't get in the Spawnmobile.
He could probably turn his cape into a car if he wanted to.
People are calling the cops about zombies, and there's a bunch of phone calls all around. Meanwhile, Commissioner Gordon's trying to light the bat signal because apparently the bat signal has a backup generator.
It should.
And so they sign the bat signal as if he's not out there already trying to solve this problem.
Yeah, I don't think they know.
And then Vespers continue on with his crazy rants and then pokes a guy's eye out. And then Batman shows up and Vespers like, oh, protector of Gotham. And then he beats up Batman. Meanwhile, Spawn's finds more Croato in paint. And stuff's happening.
Yeah, people are screaming. And
yeah, I mean, it's just weird art's happening here. I don't know what's going on.
Well, so he sees the Croatoan thing, and as he reaches into it, he has a flashback to all the people that he's killed.
Oh, right.
Yeah, pitiful faces of every man I ever killed.
More, you know, more self-pity and guilt in our monologue. Forgot.
A hate so great that love is less than nothing.
While Spawn's, you know, regretting his past decisions, Batman's having a real fight with the bad guy.
Yes.
And gets thrown into a window and knocked out, essentially. And then Croatoan turns into his demon form, which is just like a naked...
Fat red guy?
Red guy, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not very impressive demon design.
Well, not yet. No, after not the yet. Naked red guy, then he turns into the demon.
Yeah, well, then Spawn shows up and says, you hired me to kill yourself. It doesn't make sense. Because he didn't, he killed the guy. And that's what's explained here. And then
he says it. You hired me to kill yourself. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I know. yeah, and he's like, you're confusing the clothes with the man, Spawn.
So then he turns into that demon and... His word bubbles become almost impossible to read.
That's how all the demons are in the Spawn comics, though.
This one's really bad for some reason.
And he looks like a bipedal raptor.
Yeah, he does.
And so, you know, a bipedal raptor?
Yeah.
And it's a raptor with arm like that walks on 2 feet.
Don't they all?
Well, they're like dogs almost, aren't they?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway... So, Spawn and the Demon have a conversation for 3 pages, as 4 pages, 5 pages as they fight, 6 pages, I'm sorry. And then Batman wakes up and throws some, what does he throw at them? Percussion caps.
Yes. It says thum, thum, thum.
Yeah, and then it allows Spawn to shoot the demon, to turn him back to fat red guy, and bleed out and die, essentially. And then he sends him back to hell. And all the zombies go back into their graves, and everything, and the day is saved. The end.
Yeah, I'm okay with that being the end. I didn't remember that comic when I read it yesterday, and I wasn't very impressed with it this time around. I like Lumpy's story better.
I liked my story. I thought it went together very well.
It wasn't executed very well, that's for sure.
I mean, I understood it.
So I'm going to keep going. All the Spawns from now on, since TJ hates him so much, I think we should go every hiatus just do a Spawn comic. I almost changed it because I found old WWE comics that I really liked.
Are they less than 50 pages like this one was?
They were less than 50 pages. This one was very long, too, by the way, and not drawn as I had hoped.
Yeah, I will say I liked the comic. I didn't really have an issue with the comic, but I was disappointed in the artwork.
Yeah.
Like, I just wasn't impressed by it. It wasn't anything impressive
but
to me.
You are used to Spawn's very flashy. If nothing else, you cannot down... Like, TJ's never said nothing bad about Spawn's artwork. He's only said stuff bad about Spawn. So even if you hate it, you have to give him, you know, props for the artwork itself. So, and this one doesn't have that flashy artwork. They tried. They tried to do splash pages and stuff, but they weren't great.
Yeah, they just didn't come out.
Yeah.
And I think that's what even made it even more unbearable for me, because it wasn't even nice to look at.
The cat didn't like it either, by the way.
Yeah, I know. He really hated it.
I'm being attacked by a cat right now.
So, I mean, sorry, this is what I picked.
I liked it. I had no complaints.
Did you? I mean,
I liked it.
I wanted a lot more out of it, I think, was my problem with it.
Oh, no, I got exactly what I was expecting out of it.
Yeah, we're going to start doing Spawn ones without you.
That's fine. You two can cover Spawn whenever you want.
I like Spawn. I liked my story for this comic. I thought it went together well.
I like Spawn. I didn't really like DC's take on Spawn there. That's all.
I'm going to say something, and you might have to cut it out of this. So, I don't know if I like Batman.
Uh-oh.
I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure yet. I'm on the fence. 50 comics in, and I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm hoping it gets better.
It will.
You know? No, I do. I like it. I actually like it a lot. But I do enjoy, like, Spawn. I'm hoping that as Batman goes on, we get a little more action out of it.
Well,
very old comics.
You seem to, like, involve stories, where Batman doesn't always do involve stories. There's a lot of one-offs in Batman.
Not in the early days at all. Yeah.
There's a ton of one-offs in Batman. There's not a lot of involved stories.
I like involved. That's kind of why I did like this. I read a little.
The only continuation storylines in Batman seem to be anything to do with the Joker.
Right. Right. And that was the animated series, too. It didn't really run. Like, there wasn't a running storyline. It was single stories.
But, yeah, as for, like, continuation in storylines, we got to get out of the golden age of comics for that. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that. I like the older comics. I don't mind reading them at all. They keep me interested. I'm just not getting that, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not getting that new age comic feel.
Like we said earlier, this isn't our Batman.
No, it's not. You're right, it's not.
So, I mean, this is the 40s Batman, and, you know, where he's still murdering people and shit, so.
Yeah. Well, listen, I can handle a little more Myrtle.
Oh, there's no way I'm cutting that out. Why would I cut that out? That just brings more hate on him. That's fine by me.
I'm going to tell you what. I've gotten a lot of flack about what I had to say about the Batman movie that I watched. Who is it? Christian Bale?
Yeah.
Oh, The Dark Knight?
Oh my God! Everybody is mad at me because
I know.
Honestly, I said he's the worst, and I stand by what I said. But people are really mad that I said.
Out of those three movies, I like Begins better than the other two.
Well, and I messed up. I get it. I watched the middle one out of the trilogy, so there is a problem with that. Like maybe I would understand a little more, but I just honestly, as of right now, until I watch that stuff, I don't like Christian Bale as Batman.
Well, that last one with Bane, you should see that one. You can't understand a word anybody's saying. I sat through the whole movie going, what? What is he saying?
I think The Dark Knight is overrated myself. And I've never thought Christian Bale was a great Batman.
No.
I don't like who... What's the director's name? Christopher Nolan?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like his stark storytelling of Batman. I think it's not good.
Now, my buddy Matt... And a whole bunch of people that he talks to, my buddy Steve, they are, like, mad at me. Don't even talk to me about Batman because I said that.
I've gotten yelled at about it, too. I'm not a big fan, especially that one with the Joker. Whatever. But I like Batman Begins the best out of all three of them.
They took a lot of inspiration from that Dark Knight Returns thing, which I still stand by is overrated as hell, and I don't like that comic. And
I like that comic, but I don't think it matches with that movie at all.
The dark tones and everything, that's where they got their inspiration from.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like that comic at all, and people seem to think that's the definitive version of Batman, and I disagree wholeheartedly.
I don't hate it. I like it. I like the cartoon version of it was pretty decent too. But I mean, it's not my favorite, but I like it.
I mean, yeah, I agree. The cartoon version's my favorite version of it too. But I like the Tim Burton ones too.
Yeah, I like the Tim Burton ones too.
Yeah, I can't. That's the other hard thing is I get into an argument, but I can't really argue because I never saw the. I'm trying to think. I guess I've seen the ones. Who's the ones with the penguin and stuff? The older ones that.
That's the Tim Burton ones, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and I like those. I thought those were good. So I think compared to those, I don't like Christian Bale at all.
Right.
Yeah, now Michael Keaton's a better Batman and Bruce Wayne than Christian Bale is.
Yeah.
I agree.
Oh, man. I even like Ben Affleck better than I like Christian Bale.
Me too.
No, I've never seen it, so I can't.
So, I mean, people can yell at us all they want with it, but I don't care. Still,
my Batman is the animated series Batman.
Yeah, Kevin Conroy.
Kevin Conroy.
Now, have you ever seen the Val Kilmer? Is it Val Kilmer?
That's Batman Forever. That's like the third of the Tim Burton ones, but that's Joel Schumacher.
Right. Okay, they just kept going.
I've heard a lot of people say that he was really bad, and I don't remember watching him. So
he was really bad, but that movie isn't terrible.
Which one's
that? Oh, the movie's decent.
Two-Face and Riddler.
Oh, it's better than the Mr. Freeze one.
Oh my God, the Mr. Freeze one's terrible with George Clooney. Oh man,
I heard George Clooney was bad too.
Yeah,
it was. That movie killed superhero comics in the 90s.
I bet. I heard some bad stuff about those. And I guess if you're comparing Christian Bale to them, then maybe he is better.
Oh, yeah. But, he's better than George Clooney and Val Kilmer.
But Michael Keaton's definitely better.
But
that's my opinion.
I would argue Adam West is better than Christian Bale.
I said that, and they were so mad
at me. I hate to tell you this. Here goes my catchphrase, TJ. I hate to tell you this, but I think Adam West might be one of my favorites.
I kind of agree with that, but again, I don't have a lot to base it off of, but I like Adam West. So.
I did a review of the 1966 Batman movie, and I kind of hated it.
Did you? No, I don't hate that movie. It's campy, it's silly. You know, but I like
even with that, I still have fond memories of Adam West in the Batman TV show, you know?
Right.
So it's like, and those, they go too far with the darkness and the realism in the Batman. When that's just not Batman.
It's not supposed to be that real.
Batman, it can be dark, but there's supposed to be a lighter side to him, too. He's like, sure, he's putting kids in danger, but he's adopting orphans, too.
True.
You know what I mean? There's kind of a balance there. He's not a terrible guy. And it's not all gloom and doom with Batman, is all I'm saying. There needs to be a balance. And it just wasn't in those movies.
No, I agree. And again, I only saw the one of the three, which I will watch the other two just because I need to now so I can back up my argument.
Oh, my God. That third movie, like Rises, is like 3.5 hours long.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's the torture. Third one of this trilogy?
Yeah. And it's bad. But Batman Begins is decent. Is a decent movie.
And now that's Christian Bale as well.
Yeah, that's the first one.
He's barely even Batman in that movie. It's just him learning, and it's good.
And it's more of a comic book movie. It feels like it.
So what I had said before was like, it's not that I like Christian Bale. I actually like him as an actor. So I think that maybe in the first one, I might like that one. But I don't like him as Batman. I just, for some reason, it bothered me, him as Batman. I don't know if it was voice or what, I don't know, but I did not like him as Batman.
Yeah, like I said, he's like fourth on my list, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like how we went into Batman and never didn't even touch on Spawn at all.
That's your fault. You steered us that way.
You're steering the ship. You made it that way.
Yeah, you're steering the ship. I also couldn't find a Spawn joke, so I went with a Justice League joke. You want to hear it?
Sure.
All right, so this is a long one. You ready? This is a story. The members of the newly formed Justice League were introducing themselves to each other. So Superman says, "I can fly and move at super speed, and I have super strength." And then Batman says, "I'm Batman, the world's greatest detective, master of many martial arts and gadgets that can do almost anything." Then a Green Lantern comes in. He says, "I'm Green Lantern. My emerald bling can create constructs of anything I can imagine." Then Wonder Woman comes. "I have super strength. I can move at super speed. I also have a lasso that can compel people to tell the truth." Then the Flash comes. "I can move at super speed and phase through solid objects." Then Aquaman. "I'm super strong and I can communicate with aquatic creatures." And then Green Arrow comes in and he says, "I tell cars when to turn left." Come on. To turn left. Get it? Because he's a Green Arrow.
I get it, but, you know, Green Arrow is an awesome character, and that was
I liked Green Arrow until I started watching him Berlantiverse.
Yeah, but that's not the Green Arrow Superman, from Batman, the comic books.
You know, what was it called? I know, but that guy stunk.
What's that one? Is that the one on Netflix or something?
Yeah, well, it is now, probably. Yeah, it's just, they do all different ones.
I thought you were talking about the Arrowverse ones. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that ones. But the Green Arrow, do you remember what one was it? He was the blonde guy, he was the Green Arrow, and he stunk.
Blonde guy with the mustache and goatee, or the one from the TV show?
From the TV show. No, the guy with the mustache and the goatee in the comics is awesome.
Yeah,
and the cartoons and the Justice League.
I'm talking about that Green Arrow.
Yeah,
the Green Arrow from the TV show is more like Batman than he is Green Arrow.
And they had a black haired, like a dark haired Green Arrow, and then they used some other blonde guy in as a different Green Arrow, didn't they?
Green Arrow's always been blonde hair.
Yeah, see, I remember Arrow. I remember that show. Wasn't he dark hair?
No, he has blonde hair.
Okay, maybe I didn't watch it.
Well, it's more of a light brown, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all you're getting. That's the joke today, so...
Well, I mean, it's no better than any of your other jokes, so... I mean...
No, because the other ones are very good. This one was just okay.
I'm still waiting on when to turn left.
All right. TJ here from Comics and Us, just here to plug the social media. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is @EveryTNUs because someone took everything and us, but the name of the Twitter page is Everything and Us Podcast, and then the handle is @EveryTNUs. You can also check us out on Instagram, which is also Everything and Us. These all encapsulate all the podcasts that I do, but you're going to find all your updates for Comics and Us, Anime and Us, so forth and so forth. You can also contact us right now at everythinginuspodcasts@gmail.com. Still working on the website. And until then, that's where you can get a hold of us. That's all. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later. Bye.